Yes? You may come in.
My, my. Look at you. So you are the one who was sent to be my new servant? I admit, I was expecting someone a bit... older. But of course I'm not complaining. I do so love young blood. I find it, so refreshing. Such a nice, complex body. With a slight fruitiness that lingers on the tongue. Normally I would offer my guest a taste, but... it would be a waste to offer it to a servant like yourself. Besides... we wouldn't want to risk your first impression being ruined by getting intoxicated now, would we? As you know, first impressions are very important. I am actually quite good at reading people. My first impressions are seldom wrong. My impression of you... Why don't you give us a little turn? Yes, a turn. I want to look at you from all angles. Lovely, lovely. I am quite pleased with what I see. You even remembered to bow before you turned. Certainly you were trained well. Either that, or you are just a man cut from a more civilized cloth. Then... most of the rabble who enters my employ. But, as far as first impressions go, I feel it is only fair. And what is your first impression of me? What's wrong, my dear? You look positively petrified. Well, go on. I await your appraisal. You will stand by my beauty. Oh my. Who would have thought I would have met someone so bold? You are quite the charmer, aren't you? Well, that is quite the appraisal indeed. Though I admit I am not sure you are being entirely honest with me. As I said, I am an excellent judge on first impressions. Are you not at all scared? I know it isn't every day that you see a 9.5 foot tall woman. Go on, you can tell me. Are you sure? I must tell you, I do not like liars in my house. You see, I am quite the private woman. And liars are oftentimes also thieves and gossips. How do you like my nails?
I'm quite fond of them. Now, I shall ask you once again. For the last time.
Are you scared? That's better. Thank you for your honesty.
As long as you remember to be honest with me, I am sure we will get along, famous.
Oh? And what is this here? It would seem your mouth isn't the only part of you capable of being honest. Did you get hurt out of fear?
Oh my, how wondrously droll.
You may just become my favorite plaything. I mean...
Employee, I've had in ages. You know what? I think I decided I want to play a little game with you. Come here, my new toy. Good. You follow instructions well.
I like that. And it will make this game so much more fun.
Alright. Here are the rules of this game. 1. Only I get to speak. Your mouth is to remain shut, unless I say otherwise. 2. You'll follow all instructions. Failure to follow instructions will result in immediate termination of your employment. 3. Don't get it in my hair.
Get what in my hair?
Honestly, must I spell it out for you? Take off your pants. By all means, take your time.
A splendid cock. It's even more lovely now that it is free. Now then, start stroking yourself. I want to see your technique.
So you like to go slow, do you? What a caring lover you must be. But are you certain you don't want to stroke it faster?
Why, yes, that was in fact an instruction. You pick up the rules of the game very quickly.
Isn't that better? How about a little motivation? Just to help you a little with what you are doing there. Ah, hello girls. Isn't it nice to be free? Would you care to say hello to our new plaything? He has been staring at you the entire time he has been here.
Don't think I didn't notice you staring at my tits since the moment you walked in.
I mean, look at them. So pale, so round, so huge. You've picked up your pace again. That's it. Go on. I can practically see your balls getting ready to burst. Are you close? Do you want to come? Do you want to come while staring at my massive pale tits? Good, Ty.
Now stop. Oh, you didn't think that was going to be the only round of our game, did you?
Oh, my dear servant. You have so much more to do. Firstly, I am the lady of the house. And yet here you are jacking off in front of me. In my bedroom. Don't you find that at all rude? Such a filthy, selfish little plaything I seem to have. Oh, it's so hard to find good help these days.
Well, I guess I can look past your vulgarity. If you can at least show me your mouth can be useful for things other than sweet talk.
Do you see it? My pretty pink pussy. Doesn't it look delicious? Go on, have a taste.
You aren't half bad at this.
I see. That tongue was just for sweet words. Go on, Eat me deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Eat me. Steer me with your tongue, my little thigh. Good. Good servant. That's it. I'm gonna come. Good toy. Though your face is a mess now. Don't worry, I don't mind if you look a little unpresentable at the moment. Now then, there is one last part to our game. Can you guess what it is? That's right, I want you to fuck me with that pathetic cock of yours. Only, you are going to fuck me in my ass. Is that understood? If I feel you put your cock into my pussy even for a moment, then this game of ours is over. Understand? That's it. Here. Let me help lube you up a bit. There you go. Now, fuck me. I know my ass is big. I wasn't expecting to feel you this far up in me. I can only imagine how good about yourself you must feel. But for now, make me feel good. That's it. Yes, just like that. I can't remember the last time I had a cock in my ass this good. God. God. That's it. Keep picking up the pace. If I don't feel your balls slapping against my pussy, then I'm gonna cut them off. Oh my. That motivated you, didn't it? Well, if that's all you needed. New instructions. You'll hold your cum until I get to zero. If you come before that, then... Well... Do I need to say? Come now.
Well, I'm satisfied. Now, pull your cock out of my ass and put your pants back on. Well, that wasn't half bad. Aren't you full of surprises? If you can clean half as well as you can fuck, then I am sure we will get along famously. Now, run along. There is so much to do. Oh, and if you see my daughters, probably best not to play any games with them.
They are a bit more
unrestrained than I am. Then again, with that in mind, come back here for a moment. One last bit of business I must attend to. There we are. I was positively dehydrated after that. A little workout of ours. Well, that, and I almost forgot to mark my property. Now, off you go. Ta-da!